100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning. Welcome to Monday.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Crevo?
Oh, great.
I have to say something.
Yeah, what's up?
You look really cool today.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got a Puma shirt on. You look really sporty.
Yeah, I feel sporty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like
a new man. You look younger.
Yeah, well, I feel young. Okay. I'm young at heart, always.
You're only as young as you feel.
20-something.
There you go.
That's how I imagine myself.
Welcome to the 20-something club.
Oh, it's good. Hey. It's good. You're looking good today, too.
Not really. Refreshed. I look like I've got a bunged wrist.
Oh, what happened?
I've put it in a holster. I look like Lara Croft if she, you know.
Yeah,
I had a bunged wrist.
I thought it was just a fashion thing.
No. Oh, God, no.
You remember Britney Spears used to get around in one of those?
Yeah. Or do you remember, like, those fishnet kind of...
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, hand accessories.
Look, Ari's very fashionable. Don't ask questions.
No, I've just got crappy wrists, to be fair.
Oh, well. That's okay. Is it all right? It's going to be all right?
I woke up in the middle of the night going... My wrist is sore again. Yeah.
Put it in the little holster.
Yeah, I'm trying not to tell my boyfriend, Will, because, you know, last time I wore a little kind of support. Yeah, supportive guard. He was like, you need to take yourself to the doctors and get that checked out.
And so you don't want the lecture again?
Yeah,
is that
pretty
it?
Much. I'm like, no, thanks.
I'll save
the lectures from my folks. Thanks.
Okay, so.
He's funny.
We've got a sporty look and a bung wrist.
That's the update.
A dynamic duo. It's going to be great.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And a huge congratulations.
Oh, to who?
Our very own Maddie Morris from Maddie Morris at Night here on New FM.
Yes, a big sparkly darkly on his girlfriend's hand.
Well, now fiancé.
There you go.
He got engaged, which is just lovely.
Oh.
Big congratulations to him.
Absolutely. You should see the ring.
Yeah?
Always done well, our Maddie Morris.
Oh, nice.
Big smile on her face.
Oh, that's the main thing really, isn't it?
They're just so happy together, so comfortable.
Lovely.
Oh.
We love love on this show.
We do. I did get a little bit of information out of him, though.
Oh, did you?
Apparently, this all happened last week, so he's been sitting on this goldmine of news for like a week. I'm
what
like,
a
mate, how
boy.
Do you do that? If I got engaged, I'd be telling the world the moment off.
Yeah, immediately.
Like, go live.
Yeah. Nice. Well, that is just lovely news.
I can't wait to hear it. Yeah, I want
to
hear the rest of the story, though.
Of course.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll tell us.
Got to track him down in person, but he's an elusive man. Unless you work here at night and you'd see him every night.
Yeah, we never cross paths very much,
look,
do we?
Yeah, it's not really destined without work hours.
Destined.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, Jackie's here.
Good morning, Jackie. Morning.
Tell us about your weekend, first of all.
Please.
My weekend was really good, but my boyfriend's had an even more interesting weekend than me.
What's happened?
So he went on an all-ladies cruise. He works with a lot of women.
Okay.
In his job, and one of them was retiring, and she's had a cruise to celebrate, and they went out on a cruise in Newcastle, and he was the only man there.
Oh!
So it was just for the day, was it, or?
Yeah. Yeah, it was during the day, but they obviously had kick-ons upon kick-ons. I mean, they're middle-aged to older women, so
they had a bit of energy.
Are you saying that they might drink Prosecco occasionally or Sauv Blanc?
And when they do, they have the whole weekend is put to that, so you know, they're going hard. But
they prepared their livers and their stomachs, lined it with a lot of, like, pasta and grilled cheese, and they're just like, let's go.
Yeah, they were on. But Ethan's got back to me. I picked him up, and he's quite drunk, and he's gone, Jacqueline, you're the best husband ever. All these ladies, all they've done all day is complain about their husbands. You're just the best husband.
I love that.
Oh, that's so cute. So where's the ring is what I'm asking. Come on, Ethan.
Yes, well, I told him we're not on a beach and we're not in Italy, so...
You better book a trip.
Yes.
I can be your husband, Ethan. It's okay. Yeah.
And I will be the best husband.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Stockton doesn't count. Oh, the good stuff. Now, of course, we do have to do a bit of new stuff.
Yeah.
There's been a bit of an issue at Raymond Terrace.
Yes, we have, unfortunately, some very sad news coming out of our weekend. One man has been stabbed in Raymond Terrace at the weekend. Two men were caught up in a fight, and police are still investigating. What's happened, and one man, unfortunately, he's now in hospital with some pretty serious injuries.
So do you reckon there is a chance for recovery? Did they say he's stable, or...?
Yeah, they've said that he's in a serious but stable condition. Obviously, we don't know exactly what his condition is now, but this happened in the early hours of Sunday morning. And, police are still investigating. Anyone with information should get in touch with Crime Stoppers. And we have more information on our Facebook page.
There we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, that for, you know, a speedy recovery.
Yes absolutely.
Awful.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
This has got to be my top story of 2025 already, right?
Okay. It's early, but sure.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So a woman overseas, it's like in the UK area, I believe, she's been like given out a community order and also handed a restraining order because she was starting to harass her boyfriend's ex-partner, for example.
Oh,
okay. Now,
that
it's not
sounds bad.
Well, it does, but I'm not talking harassing in a typical way. Like, this is not your typical story. Apparently, she's been done in for sending inappropriate videos to the boyfriend's ex-partner.
Still sounding really bad at this point.
Sending fart selfies.
What does that even mean?
Okay, so basically what she's done is she's, like, opened up the video camera option in her phone and proceeded to pass gas by placing the camera on her bottom and then passing said gas.
Okay.
So she's filmed her butt and her farting into the mobile phone.
Question. Important question here.
Yes.
Clothed or not clothed?
Doesn't say.
Feels like it's important. Otherwise, it's just a recording. You know, an audio recording.
I guess so.
But if, yeah. Anyway,
but yeah,
continue.
It honestly doesn't say in these articles. And I've looked at a couple.
Interesting that they've determined this.
Yeah.
As that is, you know, what did they call it? Like a, you know, some sort of harassment or whatever.
Yeah, form of harassment. Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about the situation?
I think it's funny, but it also sounds like something that you would do, like, in primary school or high school in terms of, like, bullying, right?
Or ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, just as a, it feels like a primary school aged...
It really is.
Problem.
So she has been handed a 2-year restraining order against contacting the victim and a community order. She's quoted here saying, "I never thought that farting would land me in court. I think the sentence is a bit excessive and dramatic. We are living in a very snowflake generation." And, you know, I think I kind of believe, but she's like, "Oh, look, I learned my lesson."
Well, whilst I agree that sometimes things feel a bit snowflakey, also, stop sending people videos of that. No one wants that.
I still think it's quite funny.
Fair enough.
The Novos when you wake up.
Live across Newcastle and the Hunter.
All live, all local, 100% Newcastle.
So wild with all of these plane crashes in the US, right?
Is there more?
Yeah, so there's obviously the Washington, D.C. one.
Yeah, that happened on Friday, our Friday.
Yeah, and then there's Philadelphia yesterday.
I haven't seen anything about this.
Basically ran into like a road. There's a big crater that's opened up after that.
Jeez.
It's pretty intense what's going on.
What is going on? Is this just people just being like careless when they're flying these planes? Like, what?
Well, I'll let you decide if it's related, but Trump has removed a bunch of people from the safety department in the US. So
maybe could be related. We're speculating.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pure speculation. Allegedly. But you have a think about it. It's all I'll say. From the FAA. They've removed a few of the top people there.
I feel like that was a bad choice.
Could well have been. Could well have been.
Wow.
But, I mean, devastating for everyone involved. Mm. Obviously, it's not just the people on board. It's all their families. It's the first responders who have to go and deal with the mess.
Yeah, it's a follow-on effect.
It is a follow-on effect.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying for people as well that are afraid of, you know, flying or whatever, that too.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, normally, I'm so quick to go, well, safest form of transport. But all of these ongoing like crashes does make it very concerning.
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't want to get on a chopper or a plane or anything like that for a long time at least.
Well, look, yeah, it's just terrifying, the whole situation. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, we move on because it's Monday and we've got a whole week ahead.
No. So, great content.
Yeah, exactly.
And
good
no
stuff.
Planes, you no, know, flying overhead
hey,
here.
Everyone here, like, it's all safe here, so we're all good, is all I'll say.
UFM. De Novos.
This is quite the interesting story to come out of the US. Obviously, we're not a huge politics show.
Not really, no.
We don't really follow that much, but this is quite funny. This has made international news. So this woman called Christy Noem, or however you want to spell it, say her name. Basically, she is the, Donald Trump's Homeland Security Secretary. She's the new one in power.
Right, yep.
Okay, so she's gone to this press conference to make her speech about all, like, the stuff
whatever
that she wants to introduce.
Yeah.
So she walked out to her first official conference as a secretary to a soundtrack that is quite interesting. It has a lot of sexual innuendos. It's quite a lot. And it sounds like this. There's footage of this everywhere. Look, she's not, like, strutting or anything. It's not like she's going down a runway or whatnot. But what an interesting choice to have your opening song to an official press conference be like, "Oh, Mom, here she is."
I mean,
let's get her.
A shout out to the writer of that song, Trace Adkins, who manages to rhyme sauna with mama. Which in itself is very talented, just to be able to do that, very impressive.
Yeah. Well, look, to be honest, she's got some confidence up the wazoo, if you know what I mean, because that would take a lot to be able to walk out to that.
Just having a look at her.
Yeah.
Do you think she is... Is she a hot mama?
Oh, she is.
Okay.
So it is perfect for her.
Right. Is it a suitable song, is what you're saying?
Would you walk out to this song if you were to give a special speech, Krivo?
I think I would. I think it's very suitable.
Okay, either that or MILF money for you.
Yeah, that's right.
UFM. De Novos.
Okay, so we are exactly 1 week down in season 12 of Married at First Sight Australia.
Oh,
how good.
And there are some interesting characters on this one, right?
Oh, definitely. Some interesting situations that people have found themselves in this season, I would say. So far, some reviews are saying that basically... It's a pretty dodgy job of production this season. Like, they haven't done their administration properly, or have they?
Now, you're a Maths fan. Would you say you have watched every season?
Yes, I have.
What do you think on that?
I think it's becoming... Look, they're running out of ideas to make the show interesting in terms of, like, who they can match up with.
Oh, it's just human drama. Surely
really
you never run out, right?
Well, that's true. That's why the show has lasted so long.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So walk us through what's going on, some of the biggest thrills and spills, if you will.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to go through some of the most important ones. I won't go through all of it.
Sure.
But first and foremost... look, I already hate these two. Lauren and Elliot.
Okay,
so
yeah.
This groom here is probably going to be one of the main toxic characters in this season already. We're off to a good start here.
Yeah.
He's already been complaining about the fact that his bride, Lauren, is older than 25. So he's full on done like Leonardo DiCaprio in terms of like his list of non-negotiables.
Yeah, now, I've just had a bit of a look at him. To describe him, he probably... He looks a bit older than his age, to be honest. He's 35, but he looks like he's pushing 40.
Oh, I guess so. In certain angles,
yes.
In certain ways he moves his face.
He has, if I had to describe his look, an aging soccer star is how I'd describe him.
That's a good way of describing it. Yeah. Okay.
And then his wife, Elliot, is it? On the show? I mean, sorry,
his wife is Lauren. On the show.
Yeah, and how old is she?
So she's 37, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, so here's that part of his list of non-negotiables was the fact that, you know, she has to be 25.
Right.
Or, like, no older. You know what I mean?
So
he wants a young piece.
Yeah, and already they've stung him with an older lady.
Well, I think he wants someone that it doesn't look like she can threaten him in a way, like threaten his independence,
masculinity,
power in the relationship, because he then goes on to complain about the fact that she has a job and she has like some nice items in her life.
Oh, what an idiot.
Seriously?
He wants the power over her with his finances. That's what he's wanting.
Probably. He wants to be the breadwinner. Honestly, the audacity. Like massive red flags.
Bit of a knucklehead.
Yeah. Then you have Katie and Tim. This is all just in one episode, by the way. Now, Katie is a CEO.
Yeah, so she's like a boss lady, yeah?
She is, but she has such a kind, like, old-fashioned soul.
Okay.
She's really, really lovely. But, you know, she has had a couple of breakdowns before even the marriage began.
Right.
Because, you know, she's saying that she just wanted someone to love her. She wanted the whole traditional way of falling in love, like not marrying a stranger, all that type of thing. So already she's putting a lot of herself into this show.
Sure.
So who she was matched with, though, seems kind of toxic as well. Initially, you'll think you'll like him when you first see him on the show.
Yeah. Photo alone, he looks like an all right guy.
Yeah, massive dad bod as well.
Yeah, a bit of a nice guy, but then turns out...
Teacher, you know.
He's an absolute knucklehead as well.
Well, apparently. So in his intro, he claims that he's in the group of nice guys finished last. Do you know that whole saying?
Nightmare.
Right, so get this, righto. Not even 30 seconds, he goes off straight after the vows, then complains to a production member saying, I normally go for short, petite, blonde or brunette women. There's no attraction here. There's nothing there. Like, I think that that's an absolute rubbish claim. Like,
terrible way to start. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least give this person a chance. You've been put together with them. Why are you already complaining? You haven't even done anything.
Know what they're doing. Okay, now just to wrap it up, episode 5. Now, this was last night's ep. It had to be my favourite because we have two older people joined a matrimony here. A Macedonian man and an Italian woman. Wog wedding. There was grappa mentioned like multiple times in this episode, and I'm sitting there on the couch with Mum going, oh, this is a bit of me here, this could work. So yeah, they're quite interesting. I will say this though, the groom's cousin needs to stay away because he's trying to get in his ear all like ceremony and go, hey mate, she's not young enough. Like,
what?
I don't know what like this age thing is all about, but I think you guys just need to relax.
Because isn't he 50? Is this Tony we're talking about?
Yeah, Tony and Morena. So
Tony's 53.
Yeah, and she's like 57 or something like that, roughly. And then his cousin's like, mate, where's your 20-year-old bro?
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's toxic.
I mean, that is really bad. You shouldn't be judging on age, first of all.
And Morena, she's a DJer. And like,
as in a DJ?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were talking about like someone who was in charge of local David Jones.
Oh yeah, no. She's a DJ. She's a mum. She's great. But yeah, I think they're going to be the most interesting couple. I have hope in them.
All right, one to watch. And also, interesting little note with him. I noticed tucking out the bottom of his sleeve, there's a little tattoo poking out.
No.
So even though he's older, he might be a little bit of a naughty boy.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
So yesterday, I was actually driving home from my partner Will's place.
Yeah.
And which also means that like I go through the main kind of drag of Mayfield there, right? So the main street. Now, we have spoken to friend of the show, Reece Hignall, a.k.a. Cake Boy, a.k.a. Master Chef and Dessert Master Sensation. He has just opened his new cafe in Mayfield.
That's right. There was like a soft opening this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's called Sunny and Betty. I drove past there, packed.
Yeah, of course it is.
People like lining kind of the walkway there, people in the shop. It looks incredible. And like Reece, of course, has like posted on his socials about some of the people that have come in and, of course, the little cakes and breakfast that he's serving and whatnot. Oh, my gosh, does it look fantastic and very vibrant, very feel-good.
Nice. I'm looking forward to giving it a try.
Mm, being I nearly a Mayfield stopped local, and went in there, yeah.
And a fan of Reece, so that I look forward to that. All his cakes over at Cake Boy are so good.
Oh,
tried them a few times. Mm. Delicious.
Well, there you go. Now you can sit in a proper cafe owned by him.
Yeah, and have a breakfast. That'll be great. So it's all up and running now, yeah?
It is. Open from 8 a.m.
There we go. What have we got? An hour and a half.
Yeah, pretty much.
See if you're on the way to work, maybe grab some. Yeah. Oh, they close Monday? A lot of cafes up.
I don't know. Actually,
well, better check that.
I haven't looked into it.
Let's do. We'll do a quick Google live Google now. So actually, what's it called?
It's called Sunny and Betty. So it's. Oh, sorry. Here we go. Wednesday to Sunday.
There we go.
Open.
Don't go in this morning. There'll be no one there.
Yeah. Oh wait. Maybe 6:30 in the morning.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Use Google Maps, have a look.
That's
the opening
right.
hours will be on there. Use your own phone.
Great.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Ari, had the new secondhand van, the big van I bought, the courtesy bus.
Yeah.
For about a month now.
Oh, that's flown.
Time has flown past. And look, normally with the old van, I had a smaller van before.
Right.
I would have considered myself an amber gambler.
Now, what does this mean?
That is somebody who, when I get onto the orange fuel light, the amber light.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'll just let it run for a while. I like driving around on the fuel light. I feel like it gives me a sense of excitement.
But
so that let me continue for a second.
Okay, right? All right. It's stressing me out already. Yep.
So with the old car, that's a petrol car. If that runs out of petrol, you ring up the NRMA, they put a can in and away you go. Nothing happens.
Normal, okay. Yeah.
The new van is diesel. If that runs out, it's actually a big drama. You have to have something, you have to get the car towed to a place, to like a mechanic, and get something called the lion's bled, which is where they take all the air out of the fuel lines.
Jeez.
And it's a whole thing. It's actually a real pain.
Okay, right.
So you don't want to run out of diesel. It's actually a bigger deal, or quite a big deal.
Right, so you're going to change your behaviours now.
That's what I thought. But already I've run around for a few days on the orange light.
Oh, what are you doing?
I can't resist. I'm like somebody that has to go back for the thrill, you know?
You're the fuel light bandit.
Yeah, I am. I love running around on the fuel light.
Yeah, you would think that you would change your ways now because, look, you do not have the time in your life. You're a very busy man.
Yeah.
You can't just, like, run around and then, you know, get it towed and have the lines bled and blah, blah, blah. You've got stuff
true.
To do.
But when that little orange blinks on, a grin comes across my face.
God.
And I go, how long can I get this running for? Do you know when I was in New Zealand, right?
Yes.
This is just at the start of the year. And we had a rental car.
I was about to say, you hired a car.
Yeah, just to drive around a little bit. And I got the fuel light running, right?
Crevo.
And obviously, we're traveling around, don't know where the fuel stations are, not familiar, because it's a different country. And at the start, it was one of those cars that tells you, like, oh, you got 50 kilometres to go.
Uh-huh.
I was like, that's heaps. We're only doing, like, this next little trip's only, like, 35. Don't nothing to worry about.
Mate.
At 20, though, it switches off. It doesn't tell you how many kilometres anymore.
Oh.
And I hadn't been, like, keeping track. So, it got a little bit close there for a minute. But I loved it. It's one of the highlights of the trip. Hobbiton and getting the fuel light on for 25 Ks. What a thrill.
You are insane. You're too much of a risk taker. Look, if you wanted to do that, you are over in New Zealand already. Why didn't you jump off a cliff? Go bungee jumping if you want to be a risk taker.
Now, Ari, I got to discussing this behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, what are you doing? Da, da, da. I've never driven with the fuel light on.
Correct.
You should have seen the shock and amazement when you said that statement to me.
Well, this is what you do.
Cameras in the studio. Oh, it was absolutely astonishing. It's because you said it so casually as well. Well, I think most people have driven on the fuel light at least once.
Okay, let me give you an insight into how I think and run my world, right? So I get to about quarter of a tank left of fuel, right, in my little Hyundai. And then I'm like, okay, so within the next trip or two, I'll go fill up.
When you hit a quarter,
under a quarter of a tank,
yeah. You still got 25% left to go.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I watch it like a hawk. If I know that needle's dropping quicker and quicker, I'm like, nope, time to fill up. I will never, ever, nor have I ever been on the fuel light.
See, I think you're the only person in Newcastle like this.
Surely not.
So Even my wife, Emmy, who does not like to be low on fuel, she's been to the light once before.
Really?
Yeah, of course she has. And she told me about it.
Oh, she confessed.
I said, yeah, didn't it feel good?
No!
She did not like it either.
No, she doesn't want the adrenaline fix.
And she's done it before. I don't think. This is what I want to do here. 4967 4105. Is there anyone else in Newcastle who has never been on the fuel light?
Yeah, be like me.
Or do you love running around on it like me?
You freak.
I reckon there's a lot of other people who love the thrill as well. You know, thrill seekers out there. They do bungee jumping, you know, maybe diving with sharks, running around on the fuel light, the big three. So here we go. 4967-4105. I absolutely love it. Let's see where Newcastle sits on this, I guess.
Yeah, well. We'll
starting in Raymond Terrace, Debbie, are you a fuel light bandit or do you hate it?
I hate it.
So have you never been on the fuel light?
Once, and that was not by choice. Okay. That was because I was not close enough to a petrol station, but as soon as I got to one, I put petrol in. I'm very methodically. If I get to half a tank, I have to fill it up.
Okay, right. That's interesting. Right.
So you really are terrified.
And I've got a friend who's the complete opposite, who sends me pictures saying, I got there and I only had 4Ks to go. She lives on it. I've got roadside. Wow. She doesn't.
Yeah, right. So, oh, she doesn't even have roadside assistance.
And she drives a Ford Ranger.
Oh, my God. She sounds like such a thrill seeker, Debbie.
It drives me nuts.
Debbie, just even hearing about it, she can't stand it.
Yeah, she's a little bit upset. You can hear it in her voice.
I know.
Okay, going to Will's End now with Shannon. Good morning. Are you the fuel light bandit?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're a safe player.
I'm with you, Ari. Up until I met my husband, I never actually had the fuel light on, and it was mainly because I was a single parent and I was not going to be putting myself or my kids in that position of not having fuel.
So, smart woman. Now you've met your husband, have you converted over? You're more of a naughty fuel light bandit?
No, I prefer to actually have it so that I fill it up at about a quarter, like Ari.
Yep.
But my husband will push it.
Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he? That's why. That's what attracted you to him, wasn't it?
Oh, God.
No. That's not what attracted me to him.
It's probably her pet peeve.
Shannon likes a bad boy. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right. God. One more, shall we?
Yeah.
In Aberglass and Susan, are you a fuel light bandit or do you play it safe like Ari?
I am like you, Crevo, definitely a fuel light bandit.
Bad to the bone, aren't you, Susan? God.
Absolutely, you got to push the limit.
How many does yours do that thing at countdown the kilometres?
So it does. It has the countdown of the kilometres for a certain amount. Then it goes to refill your fuel tank, which stays on, and then you watch the little bars underneath that disappear. They all disappear.
And you can still fill it up afterwards. Listen to the excitement in Susan's voice.
Love it.
Oh, what a great day. You know what? Some people in the Hunter just know how to have fun, don't they?
Wild.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
Yeah, welcome to our brand new game for 2025. It's the Novos Name 5. Basically, we give you a category. You've got to name 5 examples within that category in 10 seconds.
That's right. Let's meet our contestant for this morning.
Let's go to Holmesville with Chris. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. How is the gorgeous Holmesville this morning, my former neighbourhood?
Gorgeous as always.
Oh, excellent. What do you do for work, Chris?
I'm a plant operator, earth moving.
Ooh, so you're on the big machinery. What brand? Is it Cat stuff or is it, what have you got?
We've got some Cat, some Kobelco.
Oof, love a Kobelco.
Do you even know what that is?
That's the one that's like a light blue teal colour, is it?
It is.
Wow. See, Ari, you doubt me so often.
Yeah.
But actually, I know things.
Well, you're not an earth mover. I wouldn't have thought.
All right. So, Chris, new game. You know how it works, though. Novo's name 5. Just 5 things from the category in a 10-second timer. Are you right to do this?
Yeah, we'll have a crack. I'll hopefully pick it up as we're going.
Yeah.
No, Chris, you'll be fine, mate. You
can do attitude, and that's what I love, okay?
Yes, all right. So I'm your quiz master this morning, Chris. So here we go. Strap in. We're about to start the 10-second timer. Your category for this morning is green vegetables. Name 5. Go.
Broccoli, zucchini. Oh, wow. Brussels sprouts.
Chris, oh, you could have had things like cucumber, celery, beans, perhaps.
Bok choy.
Great. Green's my favourite vegetable too, and I'm not coming up with them.
You know what it is? It's a Monday morning, but don't worry. Look, we're still going to put you in the draw for a family pass to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park just for coming on, all right?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Well, first cab off the rank. Wasn't a winner this morning.
So close, though.
They're very close. You have the right idea. So you got to get your coffee in, you know, make sure you're buzzed and ready, and hopefully you can win it. We'll play it same time, same place tomorrow here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
So a zoo over in China is facing a lot of public scrutiny once again for doing something that resembles a lot like a big gimmick, okay? They're stooping all of their customers and their patrons or whatever walking through those gates. So according to some video footage, which is on like a Chinese version of TikTok, let's say.
Sure.
Some dogs.
Which is also a Chinese company. So it's a Chinese.
It's a knockoff version. There you go.
A Temu version of TikTok.
Yes. So someone's filmed these animals in a pen in the zoo. Now, they are dogs. The dog breed is Chow Chow. So these, like, kind of medium-sized dogs, big fluffy-looking things.
Yep.
They're very cute. But these Chow Chows have been spotted enclosed in pens and painted bright orange with black stripes in order to resemble baby tigers. Yeah, no, seriously, this is ridiculous. This is yet another gimmick that the Taizhou Zoo has tried to, I guess, get away with. So last year, they were the ones behind the dogs being painted as, like, with black stripes as well to resemble pandas. Exactly.
You can't just paint dogs different colours and say that's all your animals. That's just all you've got there is an RSPCA rescue.
Well, like, when asked why, the zoo responded with, literally, there are no panda bears at the zoo, so we wanted to do this as a result. So basically, they're like, we don't have this on offer, so we're just going to fake it
This is our best we can offer.
Pretty much.
Oh, it's so ridiculous. You'd feel very ripped off if you turned up there. Oh, kids, we're going to see the pandas, you know, how exciting. And then the panda barks at you and you go, that is not what I paid for. That is not reasonable,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. You don't want them to be barked at.
No.
You want to be growled at, not barked.
That's right. And then the tiger situation, they don't even look remotely like a tiger.
Nothing like it. They're not round for one.
Do you remember as well there was the accusations that bear in a zoo in China that was just a man in a bear suit?
Yeah.
Still yet to be proven either way.
Really?
I'm going with man in a bear suit.
The
more I hear about Chinese zoos, the more I think they're all just dogs.
Mm.
Just dogs in fancy costumes.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, so here's a tale of sunken treasure.
Ooh.
So there's this, they call it the Holy Grail of shipwrecks. Mm. Now, this was found off the coast of Colombia a little while ago, but there's now this, like, drawn-out international case of basically who gets to keep it. So it's like a finder's keeper's situation. Mm. The international court's involved. It's in, like, I believe it's in Colombian waters, so they're trying to claim it. It was a Spanish ship, so Spain's involved.
Wow.
And then the company that originally found it, or claims to have originally found it up to 40 years ago, is an American company.
Oh, come on.
So who gets to get it is the big question, and it's all going down in the courts at the moment. Now, it's in very deep water, about 600 metres down. So it's very hard to get, even if you can, like, you know, get your claim on it.
Yeah.
Colombia, they officially announced the discovery back in 2015, but it's all coming to a head now. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out as to who gets it. Of course, it's all about the money.
Mm.
They reckon it's between $10 and $20 billion worth.
Oh, my God. I was, of course, be fighting for this.
It is loaded up with gold coins and emeralds.
Worth it.
Then this, and it's not just like, oh, we think it's down there with some like shady, you know, radar readings or whatever.
Yeah.
They've got footage with like the undersea robots, basically.
So there's plenty of proof. Yeah.
There's proof that it's down there, and it's a lot of money. So of course everyone's battling it out.
Oh, this kind of reminds me of the film back in 2005 with Paul Walker and Jessica Alba. You know, the Into the Blue movie.
I do not know that, but I can imagine.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's good, is it?
Oh, yeah. But, like, it's the exact same concept. Treasure hunting underneath water.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, you have claims on whatever. Yep.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Over the weekend, I was catching up with a mate, just a phone call, see how he's going.
Yeah.
He's got a little kid, and he's three, I think. Mm-hmm. And he says right now he is in his Tasmanian devil phase. I said, what do you mean by that? He goes, he's like a little cyclone everywhere he goes.
Oh, dear.
Knocking stuff off tables. Like, it's not malicious, he said. It's just like...
He's just running around everywhere.
He's just got so much energy.
Right, okay.
Super energetic. Everywhere he goes, he's just, you know, bumping into stuff or breaking things.
Mm.
He goes, I've lost so many things to breakage over the last 6 months. When is it going to end? And I went, and all I could think was, oh, my God, that's to come with Esme.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah, in the next couple of years.
The next couple of years, a lot of things are going to break and you just got to accept it and move on.
Yeah, she'll be running around, knock a table, then your priceless doodads will be falling all over.
Exactly. Priceless doodads will be broken. But I sort of got to, we're chatting about it. He goes, I just don't know when this is going to end. Everything will pass. Don't worry, you know.
It's a phase.
It must be a phase. Mm. But how long does it last is the question I want to ask here.
Great question.
I want a bit of insight, or maybe your kids are in it at the moment.
Yeah, what is Crevo in for?
That's right. What am I in for? The Tassie Devil phase is what we're calling it here.
Yep.
And up for grabs today, we've got a great prize. So it's a family pass to go out to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park.
Yep.
Which is such a great venue. A family pass as well. The weather looks spectacular this week.
Oh, good.
So all the way for the next week, basically, it's nice and sunny. And
that's
great
what you want.
Weather if you're wanting to go out there. All we want to know here, what am I in for in the future? 4967-4105. How long does the Tassie Devil phase last for?
Mine's still going. Okay. I'm kidding.
The whirlwind.
Yeah.
And my friend as well, you know. Or is your kid in it at the moment? What have they broken, knocked off, you know, destroyed by accident? And it can be, you know, like I said, I don't think it's malicious.
Mm.
I think sometimes they just want to test the limits. Like, what happens if I push on this TV? Oh, it falls over. Oh, that's less than ideal.
A near accidental menace?
Yeah, that's right. Are you living with one at the moment, maybe?
Yep.
Maybe your kids are in the phase right now. What have they broken? What's gotten wrong? Or how long does it last? Maybe go, it's 3 to 4 or something like that. Or in your experience. So I can report back to my mate, you got 6 months to go, don't worry about it. And also, what's in my future, you know?
Yeah, you can talk to your wife about it, like, oh, here we go.
Yeah, get ready, strap down all the priceless doodads.
Yes.
4967-4105, is your kid in the Tassie Devil phase right now? Or how long does it last? These are two questions. All right, in Rutherford, Trish, are you in it at the moment?
I'm not in it, but I used to be years ago. My son from about 4 to about 8, so that was 4 years.
4 years?
Full on.
Yeah, right.
He wouldn't break things, it'd just make a mess.
Yeah, right, just knocking things over. It was like a cyclone going through the house. Cyclone in Rutherford, you know, these things can happen, right?
Oh, dear. Yeah,
all right, one more, shall we?
I think so, yeah. Why don't we go to Hamilton? Good morning, Katrina. Are the kids in the phase now?
Yes, I'm definitely in the phase. I've got 3 children and it's my middle son who's 7.
Ooh.
He just goes for things. He always has injuries. and, yeah, he just doesn't think before he acts.
So he's kind of like throwing himself around the house and the yard?
Oh, yeah, everywhere. and recently we went camping and he really wanted to hire one of those pedal bikes, you know, with the 4 seats.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it had just been raining and there was like a massive puddle and he was gearing up and he went for as fast as he could. And then I heard this scratching noise and he had scratched someone's car.
Oh my God.
What was the damage? Obviously, did you have to pay or did you do a hit and run?
No, well, the family was there. The family came out straight away. Obviously, we would have done the right thing, yeah. but there was no insurance to cover it, so we had a $3,000 bill.
Oh, my right. God, and he's 7 years old. Now, don't forget to add interest when you're charging him later in life, okay?
I know. So that cheap trip that we went on ended up being a trip to Fiji, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, he could have had an overseas holiday if he didn't scratch a car. Is that? Mm. Well, 7 years old, he's still got a few years to go by the sounds of it.
No bikes.
No bikes. No bikes at all. And on the air now. Okay, so last night coming back from Sydney.
Right, you went down south.
Yeah, went down for the day.
Nice.
Coming past that, what was the Jasmine roundabout.
Oh, God, yeah.
Well, it's what I'm impressed by is how quick the work seems to be moving there.
They're doing quite well. They're progressing nicely, absolutely.
If you saw that as like a house going up, you'd go, yeah, they're building that pretty quick.
Hey, actually, some of the construction around like our suburbs and stuff, like Cameron Park, West Falls End and stuff like that, they're building houses fast too, so you're right.
I mean, obviously, it was just a pile of dirt at the end of the highway there for about, 15 years?
I would say so, yeah.
So to actually see it all just go up in a second makes you think, why didn't they just do that 15 years ago?
They could have,
The land was there. There was already the dirt pile ready to put... Putting his stuff. Concrete existed.
Steel beams.
All that was there. I just feel like they could have got this done about 15 years ago.
I would say so. Didn't get caught up in planning or something. There was a lot of information, a lot of rumours.
All of that sort of stuff. But they should have just built that bypass so long ago. Anyway, I'm happy to see it finally progressing.
You're pretty excited by this.
Well, I just like to see progress for our city. So sue me. You know, I want to see things built and see things getting better for Newcastle. I love to see it. Anyway, hopefully it's finished soon and we can get back to that bit not being so chaotic traffic-wise.
Hurry up with the progress, please.
Please. New FM. De
Novo's. De Novo's. Okay, this story that popped up on my feed late last week has got a bit of discussion going on behind the scenes because I just find this fascinating and I think there might be a few people upset by this as well. So our wonderful chain Kmart, we have a lot of Kmart chat on this show. We love them.
Yeah, it's because there's good deals there.
Yeah, definitely. They've got new stuff all the time. Look, it's not about their product. Kmart is actually telling the Fair Work Commission that it actually wants to end the smoko break. So you know how people go out, like, every hour or something, going, I'm just going out to have a dart, out the back, I'll be back in about 5 minutes, whatever, that little thing.
It's a long-held Australian tradition, isn't it?
Oh, every shop has someone who smokes in it. They
and
all
they
go out for a
always going out for a dart. And do you, have you ever, worked with anyone that smokes a lot of cigarettes and, goes out all the time?
Actually, every place that I've worked in my life, whether or not that's, in hospitality or, a big business, so, television network or something, doesn't matter. Everyone has had smoko breaks.
Smoking's bad, by the way, guys.
Yeah, we're not promoting it. But I've always worked with people who have smoko breaks. What about you?
Yeah, definitely along the way. Mm. And at certain times, because I've never smoked, I've thought, geez, if you added up all those breaks together, so I feel like it would be days off that they take. Can I have some days, extra days off to make up for it? Even at one point, I believe there was a push for it.
Right.
If you're a non-smoker, you get an extra day's leave or something.
I could believe that, actually, because when you do look at some of, your colleagues over the past couple of years and you go, yeah, I mean, they would that equivalent to a couple of days a year, I reckon,
even at 10 minutes an hour, you know, that's sort of an hour a day almost, isn't
it? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, apparently Kmart claims that smoking rates are far less prevalent and that young people don't take breaks because they prefer to hydrate during the shift. So that's basically why they're claiming that because people are smoking less, they're like, we should just get rid of them altogether. I don't really think that could be the thing that we're looking at here.
Well, yes.
I think they're a bit wrong.
So what are your thoughts on it? Obviously, smokers would be upset if you get rid of smoko breaks.
Of course. That'd be an uproar. I think... Look, I don't know, actually. I think it would be a good idea to get rid of it because it's not fair on the rest of the employees that don't smoke.
Yeah, or do you go, it's just an everyone break.
Okay, so everyone do what you want. And
you've got 10 minutes, say, and you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Two little breaks a shift if you're in
something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you reckon people are getting up to on that break?
Oh,
A bit of chit-chat,
yeah, sitting on their phones, just taking a social media break, probably.
Well, especially if it's, say, millennial or younger, they'll be definitely, like, straight on TikTok, most of them.
Yeah, probably. Either that or I'd probably just call my mum and have a chat.
Your mum's getting two calls a day?
Well, maybe one.
Don't you live with her?
The other one I'll just spend in the toilet. I don't know.
That's a lot of calls to your mum. She's a lucky lady, isn't she?
She is. She's my best friend.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Over the weekend, a lot of people have been celebrating Chinese New Year over the last week or so, really.
Yeah, this is really fun.
Gongxi Fa Cai and all of that.
Okay, whatever that means.
Yeah, it's, you know, basically good fortune and good luck.
Beautiful.
I got to go to a Chinese New Year party on Sunday, which was really cool.
Yeah, this would look a lot different to our regular westernized parties, yeah?
Well, in some ways, yes and no. Like, okay. The first element of it, or the big element of it, was the food. So it was what they call potluck style, which is called, like, bring a plate.
Nice.
But kind of taken away the luck element in a way. So there was a big group chat beforehand, which detailed what everyone was bringing. So there was no double ups. Oh my God, the food was unbelievable. Okay. Delicious. So many different things, all different styles. It was really, really good.
Okay,
so that
it.
Was brilliant. The other cool element or interesting element is the red pocket situation.
What's a red pocket?
So it's basically like this shiny red envelope with Chinese writing on it. And that has cash in it.
Oh.
It's given out to different people. It's a complicated system of rules. Like, if, for example, you're a kid, you're pretty much getting a red pocket.
Great.
So you're going to get $20, $30, $50, depending on your age and all sorts of stuff.
Yep.
Which, if you're a kid, brilliant. You're going to love that. Esme got heaps of red pockets.
Did she?
Then it's like, if you're unmarried and younger, you can also get one. So some of the adults got them as well.
Good.
So, yeah, a lot of cash being handed out in red envelopes.
Oh, can we have one of those New Year's?
Well,
I have two.
That, how good does that sound, right?
Yeah.
Then there was, like, so all the food's happening, all that, which was brilliant, music and stuff. And then there was this game, which I don't know the name of it, but I'm calling it Strings of Destiny.
Ooh.
So there was all, it's sort of like a kind of gambling situation. So were all of these, like, envelopes, right, and they had long strings on them, red strings, and then there was, like, all of them were bundled together, all the strings.
Oh.
Then you pull on one string if you want to gamble, and then, like, an envelope comes toward you as you pull the string.
Oh, this is fun.
If you open it then, some of them had, like, prizes. So you might win, for example, a big bag of, like, crunchy snacks.
Kind of like a lucky dip.
Sort of.
Okay.
But then some of them had cash as well, and some of them had punishments. Or, like, dares.
Stop it.
So, for example, you might pull out, like, take a shot of soy sauce.
Ew.
Or you can put money back into an envelope and someone else could win that. So there's all, you know, all different dares and stuff. Luckily, all prizes in my side of the thing.
Oh,
so
thank God
Emmy
for that.
Got a prize, I got a prize. Then you can also take on someone else's punishment to try and win the cash.
Oh.
So if that person like, oh, I don't really want to do that punishment, and they give the cash, you can then put your hand up to take the cash and the punishment.
I like this.
So Emmy wore a muumuu around for a few hours to win some money.
If that's the only thing she's got to do, God, she'd be comfortable doing it.
Well, not too bad. Yeah, not too bad, right? And she got herself some cash money. Exactly.
Oh, so, happy days.
Strings of Destiny. New favourite game, by the way. Very cool. I've come up with a name. I don't know what it's really called.
I think that's really good.
But if you're looking for a fun party game at the next one, you know, forget Pin the Tail on the Donkey. This is way better.
Now, if you want to play this game, make sure you have a muumuu in stock.
Yeah, definitely.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
Okay, I was treated to an interesting piece of Australian cinema over the weekend. And Crevo, I've been waiting to tell you about this. You're going to be so proud.
What happened?
Okay, so just a quick context recap. So on Saturday night, went over to my partner Will's house, like we do every Saturday night, something. Anyway,
turn the lights down. Light the candles.
No, we had lights on. I had brought him food, so we sat down and ate.
A trail of rose petals leading you to the bedroom.
No, actually, we just sat down in the living room and just had some pizza.
Pork crackle.
Pizza and pork crackle, what a night. Anyway, so Will was like, oh, come in. Like, I'll pour you a drink or whatever. Come and sit on the couch.
Nice.
Like, yeah, he goes, now, I've queued up a movie for us. I'm like, what did you choose? And he goes, none other than The Castle.
Oh, my God, you finally watched it.
So the reason why he wanted me to watch it is because he knows that I've never seen it.
Yeah.
And it's his dad and his, like, favourite movie, like, of Australian movie of all time.
Well, it is. I think it's the best movie Australia's ever made, to be honest.
I think we've had some good ones, okay? Like, I just don't think that that's the top.
Oh, I do.
Anyway, so if you haven't seen it, it's like this kind of 90s weird Australian kind of the good life / goes bad type of movie. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I watched it. It wasn't bad. It was pretty good.
Yeah, it's got some funny moments, right? It's a bit ridiculous.
My favourite part, the running joke through that movie,
yeah,
was like, oh, hey, Dad, this guy selling, what was it? Like,
jousting sticks?
Yeah, that's the one. Two jousting sticks. Oh, what does he want for it? Oh, $250. He's like, oh, tell him he's dreaming. Like, that's my favourite running joke. It's, tell him he's dreaming.
Well, the whole trading post. It was like Facebook Marketplace back in the day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that is the running joke. So, now when someone says, tell him he's dreaming, you're in on the joke, Ari.
Yeah, I point at the guy, I know what that means.
27 years of life, you're finally in on the joke.
I've now been educated.
Only 25 years too late. But hey,
Correct. Better
late than never. I'm glad you watched it. And I think you'll now get a lot more cultural references that will come your way.
Well, the ones that you seem to pop out all the time, I'll get.
It's quoted all the time in all sorts of places.
Oh, I didn't know.
You'll now see it.
Okay.
Now you'll know. It's like an enlightening moment.
I'm now Australian.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
They really are Australia's best known band. And Ari, it's so exciting to finally get one on the air.
I know. They are an ever-expanding band as well.
That's right. I am, of course, talking about The Wiggles, and joining us this morning is Red Wiggle Katarina. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. G'day, guys. I'm well, thank you.
That's the way. Now, of course, there's so much excitement around this new country album.
Oh, yeehaw. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about it and what's gone into the planning, et cetera?
Well, the planning's been going on for at least a year, I think. We've had the greatest opportunity to collab with so many wonderful country artists from Australia and overseas, including the one and only Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Lainey Wilson, Orville Peck, and then some Aussies have had the Wolf Brothers.
Yes.
Who else have we had? Jackson Dean, so many great artists, and of course Slim Dusty as well, as we've done a recording with him, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's iconic. So the new album called Wiggle Up, Giddy Up, great name, by the way. I just have to ask, who came up with that just quickly?
Well, it's the name of one of our title songs.
Yep.
So John wrote the song, so maybe John did.
There you go.
I don't know. I just sing
it. Just sing
fine.
It. Just go along with it. That's it.
Yeah. Okay, so like you said, on this album, you are teaming up with quite a few big names, including the brilliant title track with Dasha as well.
Yes.
So out of all of the big names, now you can tell us, who is your favourite to work with?
Well, I am a huge Dolly Parton fan.
Yeah.
Like, really huge. I have a tattoo of her on my arm. That's how big of a fan I am.
Wow!
That's no joke. Yeah. Is it a big one, takes up the whole arm like a sleeve, or?
No, it takes up like half of my forearm.
Okay, that is nice. Big, yeah.
That's pretty good. So yeah. Dolly Parton is probably the biggest one for me, clearly. And but they've all been wonderful. Like, everyone who's come into the studio to film and record with us have been so lovely.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful, to meet all these people.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, obviously, you're a big fan of Dolly Parton. Did you, like, show the tattoo and go, here, have a look at this, can you sign it or something? Or?
Well, we haven't actually met her yet, but she does know that I have the tattoo.
So maybe Brilliant. That helped get us over the line. I don't know.
Or maybe that's the reason why she was like, separate studios, please. It felt a bit stalkerish.
Yeah, that's true. Well, hopefully we'll get to meet her this year when we head over to America. Well, that's the plan anyway. So.
Oh, how good. Yeah. That's very exciting. Make sure you show her the tattoo.
I will, definitely.
Okay, also, not only have you done this album that's coming out very soon, but you've also released a little collaboration with Bonds recently. It's like a country-inspired collection. What is going on there? I want some.
It is so cute. I've actually got the adult pajamas from Bonds that's got all our faces on it, so they're so cute. No, it's just a great collaboration. We did one earlier on last year, and it was more fruit inspired, like fruit salad, and so now it's country themed, and it's so adorable. I've got it for my little girls, and they look so cute in them.
I can't wait to get some myself.
Yeah, yeah, why not? Hey, look, thank you so much for coming on the show, and congratulations on all the success that's coming out with this. Everyone's excited. Wiggles plus country music. What more do you want? Thanks for coming on the show, Katarina.
Thanks, guys.
New FM.
De Novos.
And Ari, what are you up to the rest of the day? Any plans, any exciting stuff going on?
Probably just some exercise, but tonight is where the interesting stuff happens because it is the very first dinner party for Mass of the season. So Mum and I will be on that couch at 7:30.
Glass of wine in hand, perhaps?
Maybe. I don't know. I'll probably have to go get some, but
It's a school night, but still.
Doesn't matter.
It's a Mass dinner party, so get
it. It is a Mass dinner party night.
Yeah, Savvy B, and away you go, right?
I'll get Mum a Moscato or a Bailey.
Perfect.
Her limbs will go numb.
Good stuff. Also, I've got to do the lawns today. Not normally my job, but...
Emmy loves to do
it. She loves it, but she's got something else on. She said, can you do it? Of course I can. Happy to help.
Aww.
Makes me feel more masculine as well to do some yard work.
You know? Exactly. Get in there.
Yeah, I'll be there, so I'll sort all that out.
Lovely.
We've got to award a prize as well before we go.
Certainly do.
Today, off to the... we've got a family pass, rather, to the wildlife park, right?
This is the Hunter Valley.
Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. They're friends of the show, and we're giving these away all week.
Mm.
So if you're wanting to win them, you just got to get on the show. Today it goes to Shannon in Wallsend.
Correct.
Because earlier in the show we discussed if you're like Arian, who've never been on the fuel light, or you're like me and absolutely love going on it for a bit of a thrill.
you're
a thrill seeker. This is what Shannon had to say.
Up until I met my husband, I never actually had the fuel light on.
Now you've met your husband. Have you converted over? You're more of a naughty fuel light bandit.
No, I prefer to actually have it so that I fill it up at about a quarter, like Ari.
Yep.
But my husband will push it.
Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he? That's what attracted you to him, wasn't it?
Oh, God.
No. That's not what attracted me to him.
It's probably her pet peeve.
Shannon likes a bad boy. I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations. You are off to Hunter Valley Wildlife Park. The family pass is all yours.
That's it.
Have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
That was De Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.